is the Black Question News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to The Sun, babies were reportedly born alive and kids shot in the back after ruthless cartel killers slaughtered 9 U.S. Mormons in a targeted hit in Mexico. The helpless victims were ambushed by the merciless gunmen as they drove to a wedding in the border state of Sonora yesterday. Police have arrested 3 people in connection with the depraved massacre, a source told Milenio Television earlier today, while U.S. sleeper cops and the FBI have also offered to help Mexican authorities. 17 members of the LeBron and Langford families were traveling in 3 cars when gunmen sprayed their vehicles with bullets. Some of the victims, including babies, were then reportedly born alive, amid fears female victims were raped, reports DailyMail.com. Apart from the 9 killed, others are still missing, sparking genuine concerns the death toll in the wake of the atrocity will soon rise. It is still unclear what motivated the killings, which took place on a dirt road between Chihuahua and Sonora states. Second, according to Daily Mail, more than 1,000 worshippers flocked to Kanye West's Sunday service in Louisiana on Friday night, committing their lives to Christ alongside the rap star. The service was held at Bethany Church, Baton Rouge, and according to Corvine Brewington, a pastor at Crossroads Church in Lafayette, Louisiana, at least 1,000 people accepted Jesus during an altar call, a moment for congregants to make a new spiritual commitment. In a crowd of 6,000 people from all walks of life, all ages, and all races, I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Brewington said in a post to Instagram. Pastor Brewington said there was an altar call during the service, a tradition in some Christian churches for those who wish to make a fresh spiritual commitment to come forward publicly. It was at that time that at least 1,000 people came forward to accept Jesus, according to the pastor. Tonight worship was lifted, the name of Christ was exalted, the word of God was preached, a multitude prayed together, the gospel was clearly proclaimed, and an opportunity to respond was given, he added. Third, according to CBS News, donations have poured in for a memorial dedicated to Emmett Till in Mississippi after white supremacists were caught filming a propaganda video in front of the monument over the weekend. Patrick Weems, executive director of the Emmett Till Memorial Commission, told CBS News on Monday that the nonprofit has received more than $10,000 since the incident on Saturday. The Emmett Till Interpretive Center released a video on their Facebook page showing at least 8 people standing before the bulletproof marker that was installed last month. 2 women are shown filming while 2 men hold up neo-Confederate flags. One of the flags appeared to belong to the League of the South, a hate group that advocates for a white-dominated independent South, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Following the incident, the Emmett Till Interpretive Center thanked them for reminding us why this work matters, and asked people for donations. Weems told CBS News that they received more than $10,000, which will go toward the Emmett Till Memory Project. The funds will help create a permanent memorial at the Whiffle site, according to Weems. Fourth, according to Christian Headlines, in another sign that Islamist elements hostile to Christianity in Sudan could be reined in, the Minister of Religious Affairs has reiterated that Christian properties confiscated under the previous regime would be returned. Acknowledging that Christians were persecuted and endured very bad practices under the regime of former President Omar al-Bashir, Minister of Religious Affairs Nasser al-Din Mufra on Sunday was quoted in international Arabic newspaper Ashraq al-Assad as saying property stolen from Sudanese Christians would be returned through court proceedings. Mufra also had told media in September that confiscated church properties should be returned. In Sunday's article, in which he invited expelled Jews to return to Sudan, as he had in September, drawing criticism from Muslim hardliners, Mufra said that Christians and people of other beliefs are free to practice their faith in Sudan. Christians are Sudanese, and their religion is heavenly with its values and beliefs, Mufra told Ashok Al-Assad, saying that Christians have such a presence in Sudan that they should not be described as a minority. Fifth, according to Christian Post, the finances of Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, where 9 members were gunned down by an avowed white racist during a Bible study in June 2015, are being investigated by state authorities over the alleged mishandling of millions in donations following the tragedy. Tommy Crosby, a spokesman with the State Law Enforcement Division, confirmed the investigation with the Post and Courier on October 31st. Aldea Latham, the church's former secretary, whose employment ended at the church 2 months after the massacre, said she spoke to agents with the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division last week as well. She alleges that her employment ended when she questioned the management of donations coming in and suggested the church get an external financial expert to ensure appropriate accounting. Church officials argued, however, that her contract simply was not renewed. The church's current pastor, the Reverend Eric S.C. Manning, told the publication that he cannot confirm the investigation because the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division did not reach out to him. Sixth, according to CNN, Rihanna, LL Cool J, Gigi Hadid, and other celebrities have joined Kim Kardashian West in trying to stop the execution of a Texas death row inmate later this month, prompting hundreds of thousands to sign an online petition against the execution. Singer Rihanna tweeted, "One click, sign this petition if you don't believe the government should kill an innocent man," and tags Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Weed has spent more than 21 years on death row for the 1996 murder of Stacey Stites in 1996. He insists he is innocent, and a former prison mate last week filed an affidavit in court saying Stites' fiance confessed the murder to him years ago. The fiance's attorney says that claim is not credible. Other witnesses have come forth in recent weeks suggesting Weed is innocent. Last week, Weed's attorneys filed an application for clemency as they try to stop his November 20 execution. Seventh, according to Associated Press, more than 450 inmates walked out the doors of prisons across Oklahoma on Monday, as part of what state officials say is the largest single-day mass commutation in U.S. history. The release of inmates, all with convictions for low-level drug and property crimes, resulted from a bill signed by new Republican Governor Kevin Stitt. The bill, which proactively applied misdemeanor sentences for simple drug possession and low-level property crimes that state voters approved in 2016. Stitt has made reducing Oklahoma's highest in the nation incarceration rate one of his top priorities and has appointed reform-minded members to the state's Pardon and Parole Board. Releasing the inmates will save Oklahoma an estimated $11.9 million over the cost of continuing to keep them behind bars, according to the governor's office. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you, He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.